Josh Bivens with the Institute says wages would likely go up under Medicare for All because owners could elect to give some of the money that would have otherwise gone to insurance companies to workers instead.
And so you've got about $700 billion today that is employee compensation that comes in the form of employers paying for health insurance premiums. You take that off their back, it's the potential for employers to instead pay higher wages.
Besides contending that Medicare for All would mean higher taxes, some critics recently have sounded the alarm about potential job loss, pointing to research projecting that 1.8 million insurance-related administrative and bill processing jobs would disappear once private health insurance is no longer needed.
For KDNK, I'm Eric Galatis.